giving legal advice, I would tell players not to tackle the guys running on the field unless they get approached and they feel like they're actually in danger themselves. But that's crazy. And I think it's becoming even more encouraged because it goes on the internet and the name becomes even more pronounced, because even if television doesn't show you, the internet of it being viral gets more attention. And frankly, the fact that he was laid out by a football player made that actually a bigger story than it otherwise would have been if he just gotten tackled by a security guard.
Do we even know what the animal rights activist, what is this, like anti-fur trade or something?
I don't even know what they're, that, you know, the one person glued themselves to the basketball court or attempted to do it. And I can't even keep up with what these animal people want. But they've decided that this is the best way to get attention for whatever their political cause is.
How are your b-ball skills, by the way? You play little hoops, Clay? You got a jump shot?
I played. I was okay back in the day. You know, I played, it's funny you ask, I played full court against 12-year-olds with other dads on Sunday because basketball season started.
Your Achilles tendon was saying, ouchie.
Well, what all the dads said when we finished is, if there's no injuries, it's a successful game.
For sure.
Full court. I hadn't run up and down the court in a long time.
At my grammar school, parents versus coaches basketball game, there were torn ACLs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There were broken legs. There were Achilles snapping. Got to make sure you warm up, folks. You get to be Clay's age, and things
start to fall apart. I was just happy not to get injured. I'm not going to lie. We did a big wiffle ball game. Same thing. The kids were striking us out like crazy, but nobody was injured.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Imagine you're in a room with four other people. Statistically, one of you is a victim of identity theft. That's right, one in five. And these aren't careless people either. They're probably a lot like you, watching their accounts and credit, but that isn't always enough, especially with your personal info in more places than ever. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself by monitoring your identity and alerting you to threats you could miss on your own. If you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist will be dedicated to your case and work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com and use promo code CLAY. That's promo code CLAY to save up to 25% off your first year. The last couple of years have been bumpy for business owners. How about a break? If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This is not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge, getting your hands on it.
Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you, too.
They do all the work with no charges up front and share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales.
Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is available for a limited amount of time. That's GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Youth and young adult, education, employment, behavioral, and mental health. Find resources for youth in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the Youth app. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211. Visit Nevada211.org or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters
Association. Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says most American voters are well aware the sky-high gas prices are no accident.
It's not bad luck by Joe Biden. This is decline by design. The Democrats want high gas prices because they want to get you off of your or out of your big gas-guzzling SUV or your terrible minivan for all your children and to take electric vehicles.
Cotton says dismay over gas prices. Just one reason he predicts Republicans will recapture majorities in both the House and Senate in the midterm elections. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at townhall.com, the International Monetary Fund is once again lowering its projections for global economic growth in 2023. It's projecting growth lower by $4 trillion through 2026. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says some big nations are facing some big challenges.
Many advanced economies, but not all, face inflation that's too high. Some major economies face more acute stress due to uncertain energy supplies than others.
She says the Russian invasion of Ukraine has dramatically changed the IMF's outlook on the economy. Former NFL star Herschel Walker says there's no more truth to the latest accusations against him that he once paid for a girlfriend's abortion than to earlier accusations that turned out to be false.
When they said that I had kids that I was hiding, a lot of people don't know that this same reporter found out that this was not true, never wrote a retraction, never said anything. They just let it go and went on.
Walker says he's come under attack from the media because he's surging in his campaign against Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in the Georgia Senate race. The Dow is off 373 points, the NASDAQ off 71. More at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. McCloy County School District Board of Trustees, the same seven members which fired and then rehired School Superintendent Jesus Jarre, has voted to extend his contract and give him a $75,000 a year pay raise. Just 1 week after giving Jura a highly effective job evaluation, the board voted 4-3 to extend his employment. Trustees Linda Cavazos, Daniel Ford, and Lisa Guzman voted against the deal, which will run through June of 2026. Should a future school board want to terminate Jura's employ early, He would still have to pay out his full salary and benefits. Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis is out of a job, as District Court Judge rules Tellis can be removed because he's neglectful in his duties. Tellis has been in jail without bail since September 7th on a murder charge in connection with the killing of Las Vegas Review-Journal investigative reporter Jeff Gehrman. Last month, Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson got the process started to remove Tellis from office, contending that he cannot fulfill his duties while in jail. The public administrator makes $120,000 a year. If the decision stands, the Clark County Commission would appoint his replacement until someone takes over next year.
It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, reduced speeds on the 15 southbound right now, mainly between Sahara and Tropicana. Look for some heavy congestion there on the Beltway 215 westbound as well at Gillespie. And delays on that transition as you merge from 215 west over to Interstate 15 north.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday, October 6th. We are inching our way towards fall and winter and, of course, the holidays. But before that, we've got a midterm election. 33 days and counting to Election Day, 16 days to early voting. And I'll double-check this with Michael McDonald, but we're going to have mail-in ballots. They're going to be going to homes all across Southern Nevada and the state within, I think, a week. These will be going out. We'll find out officially here in just a second. It is going to be a busy, busy week. You know that we are a battleground state when you see people like Ronna McDaniel and the former president, Donald J. Trump, coming to Nevada. You see Ted Cruz is in town for an event tonight. I'm just telling you, we are at ground zero of the big red wave. Joining us now, I'm so happy to have him on, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Michael, when do you sleep, my friend?
These days we don't, man. Thank you very much for having me on. It's always great coming and talking to you and your listeners, man. I talk to them after your shows. I see them out at the stores, those gas pumps, and we commiserate about the gas prices, but they are strong listeners, and we love you, man. Thank you.
Tell me what this event tonight is going to be for. Ted Cruz is going to be in town, and it's kind of the beginning of a busy weekend. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be happening tonight?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, it's an honor to have Senator Cruz here. We're looking about taking back our country. It's for Sam Peters and Mark Robinson. It's going to be at 5:30. It's at John Moles Meat and Roadkill Grill, which is a fantastic place. If you haven't been there, you got to stop by there. It's 3720 Tom Avenue, THOM. It's just a great place, man. It's a local for a long time. It's going to be a fantastic event to hear Senator Cruz speak. And hear from our candidates, two guys that have been on the trail they're really hitting the trail hard. They're out in the community. They've been very active. It's great to see their activity and they're registering with voters. It's fantastic.
You have crisscrossed the state, all 17 counties. You talk to voters every day. Give me your sense of the electorate, what they're thinking. I've had some politicians tell me they're mad, that voters are mad, they're angry. Does that comport with what you know?
Yeah, Kevin, I think you know exactly. You know, you're always, like I said, it's always great to have you because you got the pulse of so many people. You know, I just got back today, and, you know, we drive, we don't fly. We hit all the counties that way. And I can tell you that the pulse of the people, they're very upset. They're upset about the gas prices. You know, the price of gas right now is just disgusting. The average person can't make it. Food has gone through the roof. And you're killing the working class man. And then they keep pointing their fingers. They keep saying it's not the Democrats in charge, saying it's not us, it's not us. We've had failure policies here in this state since this lack and the rest of them were elected 3 years ago. And it's just getting worse. So that's why we have to have a clean sweep. I mean, we have to have from Sisolak on down, every office needs to be brought out and taken out, and new leadership goes in, because that's the only way you're going to change. You put Joe Lombardo in there, and you got Seagal shot in, you got Stavros Anthony, Michelle Fiore, and you really start to see what's happening inside our state. It'll be great. I mean, that's what has to happen in order to take charge and make things more livable for Nevadans, all Nevadans. Forget Republican, Democrat. This is all Nevadans, Kev.
I want to ask you about vetting, because I've been very critical of the party and of the apparatus over the last few years, that I'm not sure we did a good enough job of vetting candidates, folks that could raise money, that could articulate the message, et cetera. I'm blown away by people like, and it's the one guy you did not mention, and that was Andy Matthews, who's also...
As you mentioned, I had a separate frame, yeah.
but you have brought a bunch of candidates to the party, the constitutional offices, the assembly, the state senate, that are second to none. This is the best group of candidates I think I've seen in my 11 or 12 years here.
And I appreciate that. You know, it's difficult. I wanted to highlight Andy on a separate issue, but when you look at what has taken place, you know, it only takes $100 and you can put your name on a ballot and anybody can run in this state. That's the way it's always gone out. And it's been very difficult at times because you have some very qualified candidates that have to fight through a primary in order to get their victory in the primary. And then by the time they get in the general, you know, we saw what happened here. Look at the attorney general's race. We had Tisha Black and Seagal Shada. They battled it out real hard. And the Democrat walks in. There's only one Democrat. And we're going in unmanned. And the money that's being spent by these people is disgusting from the Democrat side. You know, we're working with working class people that are taking day to day and getting funds put in, and they have large corporate donors that are throwing money at the Democrat races. But Andy Matthews, I want to talk about him real quick, if I could, please. You know, here's one who's been involved for a long time. He did such a great job in the assembly in making sure the people's voices were heard. He's a very special candidate we have that I wanted to highlight, because the work he has done, anytime you call him, he's available to come out and talk. You know, he's never had a schedule that was too busy for him to come out. He's very active, obviously. He does Adam Laxalt's PAC. He's done a wonderful job with that, the Morning in Nevada PAC, and making sure that everybody had a booth up there this last time. And he's doing it in the middle of his campaign, which you know firsthand. When you're running a campaign, the last thing you can do is take time away. He's pulled double duty 3 or 4 times, and he's doing a phenomenal job in this campaign. So I can't say enough about him. I think he's going to be phenomenal.
I want to ask you about something that has happened just in the last couple of weeks, and it involves the RNC and the state of, or Clark County, I should say, and that is having to sue to get information on voter integrity. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, it seems as if it's an uphill battle. This whole voter integrity thing is an uphill battle, not just here, but around the country as well. Can you talk a little bit about what that suit did and what we now know that we didn't know before?
Sure. I mean, when you look at it, we've been actively involved. That's actually part of the Nevada Republican Party. We're working hand-in-hand with the RNC. We're so blessed to have Ronna McDaniels, our chairwoman. Her and I have a very strong relationship. She's been great. She cares so much about Nevada. She's a great partner. She cares about the people we're putting up. So when we had a problem with the voter integrity issue in the 2020 election, you know, all we said was we have 120 anomalies. All we want out of those anomalies is to be investigated. Our Secretary of State investigated 4% and said there's nothing to see here. Well, if you're a police officer, you can't investigate 4% of something and say everything's fine. But our Secretary of State did that. So when that happened, Ronald was right there for us. So we kept on, kept looking, kept digging for what's been the problem. Because you got to be able to fix the problem. You know, people that are running, Joe Lombardo, prime example, Jim Marchant, my Secretary of State, you know, they want to have voter ID, clean the voter rolls, and transparency. And that's what you want. But every time we go into something, they're playing these games, to hide the football. They won't give us the facts we want. They want to hide the information. We've done, I don't know how many FOIA requests that have gone unanswered. So right there, you know, they keep saying, oh, we're innocent, but it smells of corruption. When they passed the law, it was in the middle of the night. I've been on your show several times. We talked about this. You were heavily involved in it. They passed this law in the middle of the night. So obviously, anybody involved in elections is going to be the suspect of what took place. So when it got to the point where we are right now, we had to sue. And the RNC was the point on this. We have several attorneys involved in this, I may say, that are watching what's taking place in Clark County and in Washoe. You know, Seagal Shada, prime example, call her out again. She has someone running against her that's not even qualified to be on the ballot. Our Secretary of State just let it go. And that's the problem. They wouldn't take it off the ballot, take this person's name off the ballot. So she's actually running against a ghost that may pull votes away from her. So those things like that, it just stinks. It stinks for Nevada. It's a black eye for Nevada. And, you know, the corruption runs deep. When you won't fix the problem, you're part of the problem. And that's all they need to do is fix the problems, fix the anomalies, and we have fair elections. How about investigate them? That's all we want. You have 120,000 anomalies, just investigate them, let the numbers come out where they are. So, Kevin, we have to sue. We have to get more aggressive on this. And thank God we have the RNC with us as a partner.
Do you like the idea that started, I guess, in Nye County, and I know Esmeralda has looked at it, and that is the idea of hand counting the vote alongside of the machines to make sure that nothing that everything's on the up and up. You like that idea?
You know, I like accountability, and I think whatever that looks like, whether it's hand counting, whether it's some type of register that took place, because we've seen several times where we had dead people voting, they had people voting. There's six people with the same name, same date of birth coming out of a house. We have people, especially with this mail-in ballot. It's so fraudulent that it's taken place that we're throwing ballots out there. It breeds corruption. How about accountability? How about you have to have an ID, and to get the ballot, you just show your ID. You need ID literally in America now to do anything. Get on a bus, get a pack of cigarettes, rent an apartment, anything, buy alcohol. You have to have ID. But the most important thing in America's world right now is our elections that determines where we're going in the future. You don't need an ID. So the whole thing's fixed. So anything that you know, Jim Marchant's been talking about, Sheriff Joe Lombardo's been talking about, is to clean up and make sure we have fair elections. That's what's important, Jeff.
Again, Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Did you see the governor's debate? And if so, what did you think of it?
I did see it. I thought it was very good. I was very impressed with Joe Lombardo. You know, Steve Sisolak now is trying to wrap himself around, hey, I'm a law enforcement guy. And I don't forget Steve Sisolak. I don't forget when you were doing the BLM, when you were sitting on your knees saying how bad it is, when you started defunding the police officers. I don't forget when Reno was being burned, Reno City Hall is being burned, and Steve Sisolak never called up the National Guard. I don't forget Steve Sisolak when we had the problems down on Las Vegas Boulevard, and you did nothing. You sat on your hands. And I don't forget that a police officer was shot and he's been paralyzed and living like this the whole life. I think what he did was cheap and disgusting by having widows of police officers sitting in the front row to try and do a disgusting message to Joe Lombardo and then wrap himself around the police flag. He's no supporter of police. We've seen the community has done nothing but suffer since he's been our governor. This is the problem we have. This guy will do anything. He has no shame in trying to get reelected. Joe Lombardo's going to win. He's going to win on integrity. He's going to win on putting the people before politics. Is the opposite of what Steve Sisolak has done. That's my total assessment on what happened with that debate.
Okay, we've got rallies down here. We've got a major rally in Minden on Saturday with the former president, Donald J. Trump. Any preview of what we should expect from the former president?
Look, I think he's coming in to make sure Nevada is carrying the message that we have to get out and vote. You know, yesterday we had Joey Gilbert did a great thing. He came out and endorsed Joe Lombardo for the integrity of bringing back and taking back the all elections to vote red down the ballot. You had Sam Brown did the same thing for Adam Laxalt about a month ago. This is about putting the team together. And I think you're starting to see now that's the message that President Trump's about. You have to grab 10 people, 20 people. Grab your friends. We have to overwhelm this system so they can't cheat. For the people, whoever they are, and the people we're trying to drag into the light to show that they're trying to put their fingers on the scale with these elections, we overwhelm the system by having everybody get involved and everybody vote. And this time, the eyes are watching. All the world's going to watch what happened in Nevada.
You know, we were talking about debates. Is that going to be the only gubernatorial debate that we know of?
I'm not sure about that. It's amazing to see. I'm waiting to see what's going to happen on that. I'd be real interested, what the next debate would look like if they're going to have one. Is, you know, see selection to walk out dressed in a Metro uniform or something, trying to hide his sins on what he's done to this community. I'm just real curious about it. So we'll wait and see. Look, Lombardo did great. I mean, he came out swinging. He was poised. He was calm. I think Steve couldn't get his points across. You know, on abortion, he keeps wrapping himself with abortion. He says, "Well, it's 35 weeks, it's 12 weeks, it's 14 weeks." He couldn't put his finger on the scale. And then, you know, he can't hide from his past. He's a telemarketer. He's a guy that's been everything you look at from his politics has been a scam all the way down.
And in our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about polling, because we've seen polls. I don't trust them by and large, but they are a snapshot given the parameters of the, who's counting in the polls and who's not. Is it registered voters or likely voters? What is your sense? And in particular, in the Senate race, the gubernatorial race, and maybe the congressional races, the House races, how are we looking with just 33 days to go?
Well, I'm with you. I don't really like polls. I think polls are a snapshot in time, as you said. But more importantly, it's about where people are feeling. I think you just have to, if you really want to snap a poll, go to the store. Go to the gas pump and hear people gripe about how hard it is. That, you know what, you just can't, fill up your tank. When families have to figure out how they're going to feed each other. You know, you're talking about, do we go to McDonald's or do we go to the grocery store? That's the snapshot I'm looking at for the polling. And obviously, you know, we're in the community more and more. But the average day-to-day person like you and me, this is what's disgusting, is none of us have an opportunity right now to look and say, where are we going in America? Right now, this is the worst case. America has been in the worst situation we've been in forever. Kevin, you and I, we're working class men, and we don't have a future if they keep going with this administration. So people have to get out and vote. Nevada is in a downhill tilt. Steve Sisolak can get on there and spout all these great stats and everything. Just look around. Look what's taking place. How many people have not come return to work? Look at the prices at the pump. Look at the prices at the gas. Look at the prices at your home oil. I mean, those things are what matter, Kevin. When you're looking right now, you can't go to the grocery store and walk out of there under $100.
Let me ask you about get out the vote, because candidates on both sides of the aisle are all saying the same thing. This is going to be a get out the vote election here in the state of Nevada. What about the get out the vote efforts? Are you satisfied that we're doing everything we can and that we're getting enough help from the outside, from the RNC and others, as far as get out the vote?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, it's this large effort. We've opened the community centers. Those have been widely successful in areas we haven't been before. We've gone very hard into minority communities over the last two cycles. You were aware of it. You were a couple of them. Where we were able to go out into the community and show that most of the people now are Republican. You know, they're fighting for the family values. They're fighting for their children. That's what's important. So by reaching out, that will get out the vote. We have programs right now we're using to get out the vote. We're using more of our community leaders to get out the vote. You know, they've definitely come. They're suffering as bad as you and I. So we're starting to see that the effort is taking effect. And I can't say enough. You know, having the RNC help us and rely on us and trust us has been a phenomenal partnership.
And again, the event tonight is going to be a really fun event. I can't wait for tomorrow, 10 o'clock, and the rally, 4735 South Durango Drive, Suite 140 in Las Vegas, the Republican candidate rally. I'm assuming you're going to be at all of these events?